Find a comfortable position in which to sit, feet planted firmly on the ground. If it is comfortable for you, allow your eyes to gently close and begin to tune into your body, making as sure as you can that you feel comfortable and at ease. Sit with a respectful posture that makes you feel at ease while allowing you to stay clear and alert. Let your mind settle, watching thoughts come in and watching them go out. Our stray thoughts are unimportant in this moment. As your mind begins to settle, focus your attention on your breath. Notice how regular it's becoming. Notice how deep it is becoming. Notice where in the body you can feel your breath expressing most. It may be in your stomach, where you can feel the rising and falling as the body breathes. It might be in the chest, where you may notice it expanding and contracting as your body inhales and exhales. Maybe it's at your nostrils, where you can feel a slight tickle as the air comes in, and a subtle warmth as your body exhales. Wherever it expresses itself most convincingly, try to stay focused there during this meditation practice. To help bring your breathing more into your awareness, we'll use a simple counting exercise to help in this process. Begin with a count of one. Breathe in awareness for a count of one, and then as you exhale, breathe out for a count of one, silently. With the next cycle of breath, count in for two and out for two. Keep breathing and keep adding one more count with each cycle up to eight. Remember that we're doing this to help bring focus to your breath. It's not a measurement of how good a meditator you are. Take your time with this for a few moments and I'll be back. Now, bring to mind a good friend. This may be a loved one, a friend, a teacher, or a mentor, perhaps even a pet. Try to connect with your natural desire to see this person or animal free from pain. Of course, you can't help them from experiencing any discomfort, but you can cultivate a mind and heart that care for that in another. Silently offer the phrases, "May you be free from suffering. May you be present to your pain. May you care for your suffering just as I care about your suffering." Spend a few moments with this. Now let this person go from your mind as you bring in instead someone for whom your feelings are less strong, someone with whom you are less close, someone you see, perhaps even regularly, but who you don't know very well. It could be someone you work with, or maybe a neighbor, or maybe someone who works at your favorite restaurant. Although you don't know this person very well, it's not hard to imagine that this person, like all of us, experiences pain and difficulty. With that understanding, set your intention to care for their pain by offering these phrases of compassion once again. May you be free from suffering. May you be present to your pain. May you care for your suffering just as I care about your suffering. Spend some time now with your intention of compassion for this person. Now let this person go in your mind, remembering your act of compassion as you do. As you let this neutral person go, now bring to mind someone who you find difficult. Maybe not the most difficult person in your life, but someone with whom you have a difficult relationship. Someone who, for whatever reason, has agitated or annoyed you in the past. In your first attempts here, you may not truly mean it. That's okay. You can still offer these thoughts with the intention of cultivating a heart, your heart, that is at least inclined towards compassion and caring for others, by saying, "May you be free from suffering. May you be present to your pain. May you care for your suffering, just as I care about your suffering." Stay with that a few moments now, remembering as you do your highest intention here. Notice how this feels in your heart. Are your feelings different from when you were wishing for your own or a loved one's suffering to end? Were there other sensations, perhaps a tightness in your chest? Did you have a wish to take away this person's suffering, or not yet? It's okay here to be honest with yourself. Let's end this meditation now with something that may feel a little bit easier for you. Let's end with the wish for all other beings' suffering to be relieved, repeating to yourself after me. Just as I wish to have peace, happiness, and to be free from suffering, so do all beings. Bask in the joy of your open-hearted wish to ease the suffering of all people. You cannot accomplish that in this moment, but notice how the attempt brings joy, happiness, and compassion into your heart. When you're ready, bring yourself completely back to the room. And if your eyes have been closed for this meditation, slowly open them. Compassion meditation is a wonderful practice. It helps us find greater focus on ourself and our self-care first, and then on others, understanding that in their lives, they have experienced pain and difficulty just as we have. That it hurts just as much, that they suffer just as much, and that our compassion can make a difference.